This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about Scouting America. And I'm happy to have on the program to tell us a little bit more about that, the Troop and Crew 632 Crew Advisor, Bobby Smith. And Bobby, it's good to have you with us here on the program.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We also have Raven Restis, who is with the, crew or troop for
both.
You? Both. A troop
both.
And crew 632. Okay. Raven, it's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
First off, let's just talk about a little bit about Scouting America. That's been a change from what we've been used to of hearing to where it's not just a Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. It's just Scouting America now, right, Bobby?
Well, the Boy Scouts have always been separate from the Girl Scouts, and they do maintain, they still are separate. It's just the Boy Scouts that have changed their name to Scouting America.
Okay. All right.
And Girl Scouts are still Girl Scouts. It's a whole different separate entity from Scouting America.
Okay. So the Troop and Crew 632 comprises of who then?
It does have, it's formally known as Boy Scouts. They have a girl troop, a boy troop, and a crew.
Okay.
So most people don't recognize crew because it's usually the 14 to 20-year-olds. So we do high adventure camps.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how long have you been in scouting then, Raven?
In scouting in total, I think it's been about 7 years, six mm-hmm. or seven. And in Troop 632, it's been around five when I transferred to the Tecumseh Troop.
Okay. What was it about scouting that you like, Raven?
I think what first drew my attention was the fact that I would get to do a lot of things outdoors and meet a lot of new people. Along with, I heard of a lot of events and things that the troop would be doing. I think one of the first few events I went to was like an indoor rock climbing thing.
Oh, yeah.
We got the entire place to ourselves. It was rented for the night. We got to stay the night there. We do a lot of fun things, and just being able to have new experiences drew me in.
Yeah, yeah. Things that probably you would have never been able to experience if it hasn't been for scouting, right, Raven?
Absolutely, yeah. I've been to West Virginia and got to shoot guns that most civilians wouldn't be able to, like 308s and things that are like really long-range guns. I went to Florida for a week, got to swim with lemon sharks.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Lots of different experiences. I'm going to Philmont, which is in New Mexico, this summer, to a hiking adventure. There's so many experiences and so many people that I've met that wouldn't have been possible without scouts.
And Bobby, that's what scouting is all about, meeting new people and gaining new experiences, right?
Yes. So it allows for the scouts to interact not only with their own troop, but with others in the community. We also do a lot of community service programs. Kiwanis is our charter, so we do the canoe race for them every year. We do other volunteer work, food drives, things of that nature. But the scouts do learn different skills, communication too. So it is, I must say, a troop-led program. Us adults set back and basically let the scouts run it.
Mm-hmm.
They do the planning of the meetings. They contact the different individuals when things need to occur or take place. So they are learning the skills that are necessary for, their upcoming adulthood. They work on their Eagle Scout as they're moving along. That still exists, and it's very... it's a very broad program that allows scouts that have different interests
mm-hmm.
be able to come in and fit in wherever they need to fit in with that interest. Not all of them want to go swimming with lemon sharks. But
like Raven.
Right. Raven's pretty adventurous, I will say that. There is no fear. I think she pretty much will do a lot of things just to try it once to see. And that's what it's about, too, is they can also grow and learn in a safe environment,
And what I'm hearing, Raven and Bobby, is that I'm hearing leadership skills here, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So we have a lot of So Raw Week is something that's coming up in the summer. It's called Rank Advancement Week. And the older scouts, so I'd say between the ages of 14 and 17, teach the younger scouts that are first coming in, 11, 12, all of their scout skills. So knots, first aid, knife safety, all the things are completely taught by us. You make your own plans, and it's brought me into actually loving teaching. It's one of my future career paths that I might want to take.
All right.
And lots of people, yeah, it's completely leadership skills that you learn, and it's also brought me into loving the medical field because I'm CPR trained, wilderness first aid trained. Like, I know how to use tourniquets and lots of things that are like pretty basic, like medical skills. I've been taught through scouting, and I've also learned to love that.
Boy, Raven, I want you around if I get in any trouble. It sounds like you got a lot of skills already.
Yeah, she does. We actually came upon an accident last year. On accidental, and we were right along with the first responders there, or before the first responders or EMS got there, and she's humbled about it, but she did jump right into action and secure first aid as needed for the occupants of one vehicle, and she did really well with that. But without scouts, she wouldn't have had that skill.
Yeah,
most of 14 and above, they will learn CPR, first aid, those things. The troop's pretty well versed in that. So,
Very cool.
And she does teach the first aid. So she'll go into wilderness and first aid and take a portion of that, as many of the other scouts do. They take over leadership with those different events, and they'll teach.
Which is great. And again, to go back to the leadership skills, with you teaching, Raven, that is showing leadership skills right there, plus what you already are learning throughout the programs as well. So, boy, you've gained a lot of knowledge, Raven.
Yeah, it's a great program. I've tried to bring a few of my friends into it, and I just don't think they've understood like the commitment and how much it would like take, because they would like come to a meeting and then they like kind of not be around anymore. But if you really commit to the program, it does all those great things for you. It gives you all those opportunities.
Well, let's talk about that. You're looking for new members, right, Raven?
Absolutely. I'm mainly looking for girls, but we will take anyone. We have a younger pack that would feed into our troop that's between the ages of 7 and 11, around there. And then we have between the ages of 11 and 18, we are accepting girls, boys, anywhere near the Tecumseh area. You can just come to Friends Riverbend Church.
On Tuesday nights.
In Tecumseh, and we will be doing something.
At
7. 7, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We will be doing something, rather it's Knott's first aid. And then we also have a crew that's 18 to 21. So we have very large ranges of ages. We accept anyone, any background, any interest. We will find something.
There's something there for you, right?
Yeah, there's something there for everyone.
Yeah. So if they would like to just to be able to come on Tuesday nights, is it weekly?
Yes. Okay. Yes, every week.
At 7?
Yes.
7, and where the location once again?
Friends Riverbend Church. Do you know the exact address?
Yes. I don't know the exact address.
We didn't know what road it's on, what street it's on?
The one that goes between Clinton and Tecumseh.
Okay, gotcha. that tells it for
I
me.
I apologize
right there.
For that. We are from Adrian, and we do commute out there to Tecumseh, so not hugely familiar with the area, but we do the commute.
Well, let's talk about the fundraiser that you're going to be having, too, coming up on May 10th and the 11th. So, Raven, tell us about this. This is a house number curb painting project?
Yes. So, basically, what we would be doing is every house has their exact address number, and the fire departments or, first responders love to know the exact address, and it's easier to see from the street than it is to look for a house number, like exactly on a house.
Mm-hmm.
And what we would be doing is refreshing up the paint on the curbs and just repainting the numbers. It's to fuel for all the great adventures that we have, do, of course, unfortunately, cost money.
Sure.
Such as, like, going to New Mexico and going to summer camps and things like that. It's to help support us.
Yeah. So, are you looking for people to have them do the painting then, Bobby? Is that how that works?
So the scouts will do the painting, and what we would need is for our community to, I guess, order that paint job. So it is reflective paint, white reflective paint, and then it would have the black numbers on it. If you go around the community, some of these have already been done, but it's been numerous years, and we would just come through and repaint them. With, you know, like Raven said, house numbers could be in 20 different places on a house, and first responders just making sure that they get to that house when they need to get there immediately, these numbers would help do that. So we have posted it on our troop website, and we've also, hopefully I will get it up. I have it on my Facebook page, and we're trying to spread it as much as we can. But we do have an email address that you can email your order.
Okay.
So it's $25 for just the numbers. And then if you would like to show your support for the Scouting of America program, we would put the symbol of the Scouts on that.
Let's go ahead and give that email address out then, Bobby.
All right. So just to place your order or contact us if you have any questions with it, the email is 632scoutingfundraiser@gmail.com. So 632scoutingfundraiser@gmail.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Tecumseh Scouts BSA Troop 632B and 632G.
Okay, now with this curb painting project, is this just for Tecumseh, or would you be doing it?
So the thing of it is we only, as of right now, we have only gotten permission from Adrian.
Okay.
We've not heard back from Tecumseh yet, which we hope to soon. But for this particular May 10th and 11th event, it is in Adrian only because we only have permission to be in Adrian to do it.
Okay, very good.
So if you have an Adrian address, please email us and or contact us and place an order so we can get that done for you.
Okay, and this is going to be done on 2 days, right?
Correct, May 10th and May 11th. And if, you know, we would take cash at the door when we got there, or we could figure out some other way, check. Mm-hmm. But yes, it will be 10th and 11th. If it goes well, we may do another event in Adrian.
Yeah, that would be great if you could.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
We would love to do the whole city. It would be fine with
us. Yeah, that would be great.
The paint was donated, so this would be profit directly for the Scouts to go into their accounts to pay for summer camp and our high adventure camps. We also do camping at least once a month, even in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
We will camp in the snow. And that ranges anywhere between $20 or $30 for a camp out. So any profit that they make off of these, it goes right into their Scout account, and then they can utilize it for those great events.
Great, great. Mm-hmm. But let's mention the email one more time,
okay,
Bobby.
Great.
Okay.
It is 632scoutingfundraiser@gmail.com. Or like I said, you can message us on Facebook at Tecumseh Scouts BSA Troop 632B and 632G.
Okay, great. Excellent. Well, much success with the fundraiser, Raven. So hopefully that we'll be able to get some people to order and to be able to get some house numbers painted on the curbs.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And it's great for pizza delivery drivers too.
Oh yes,
keep that in mind.
Absolutely. Raven Restis, thank you so much for coming on to the program and talking to us more about scouting too. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And Bobby Smith, who is the crew advisor, also with us, and thank you for coming on to the program too.
Yes, thank you for having us as well. It's a great opportunity for the community.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.